praying as we did last week, and I'm just going to exhort very briefly, and then we get up to pray. And we're going to focus our prayer on restoration. God is a God of restoration, and He's a God of reversal. He's able to reverse things. Normally, when we say that something is going in reverse, we have a negative connotation to it. We mean that the thing is going in the wrong direction. But God is sometimes able to reverse things. Things going in the negative direction, He reverses them into the positive. And I believe that He will reverse things in your life this morning. And He will undo negatives in our lives. Just like there is an undo feature in our word processes. When something is typed and you don't like it, you undo it. And today may God undo every evil in your life in the name of Jesus. He's a God of restoration. He's a God of reversal. He's able to undo things in our lives. So the text I'm going to use as our anchor text would be Psalm 126. And from verse 1, it says, "When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad.' Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing and bringing their sheaves with him." I like the phrase "brought back," when the Lord brought back. It means to return something to what it used to be. But it doesn't necessarily mean to what it used to be, but a better version of what it can be. And that's what the psalmist is speaking about. And the psalmist is speaking about the time when Israel is in captivity and they've lost their land and they've lost everything. And the psalmist is crying out to God and declaring that God will restore and God will bring back. And there are three things to note in the psalm. The first is that in verse 3, there is a prayer of thanksgiving. The prayer of thanksgiving, it says, "The Lord has done great things for us and we are glad." Now, what the psalmist is saying is, we are in trouble now. But whilst we're in trouble now, we must not forget the great things the Lord has done for us in the past. So although currently we are in captivity, we are thankful for the things that God has done for us. And you have to understand that no matter how bad your life is, there was a moment that God did something great for you. And don't ignore the great things God has done for you simply because of the captivity you are in. So the prayer starts with thanksgiving. "Lord, I thank you for the great things you've done for me." And today you have to have a thankful attitude as you come before the Lord, that no matter the captivity you are in, God has done great things for you, and we are glad because of that. And then the second thing I want you to note, apart from the prayer of thanksgiving, gratitude for what God has done, is in verse 4, the prayer of petition. And the psalmist says, "Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south." And this is the heart of his prayer. "Lord, you have done great things for us and we thank you. But now we need deliverance. So bring back our captivity. Restore us. Turn back the situations in our lives." And the third thing is a declaration of faith that the psalmist talks about in verse 6. "He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." What he's saying is that if we sow to the Lord, If we pray, if we cry to the Lord, if we call upon the Lord, we will doubtless, without fail, return with restoration. So no matter what situation you are in, I just want to read that last one to you. If you continually go for trusting God, continually go for praying, continually go for just calling upon the name of the Lord, there is one solution waiting for you. You will doubtless come back rejoicing because of what God has done for you. So today, based on this, we're going to pray, and we're going to pray prayers based on specific scriptures in the Bible. Let's rise up together as we get ready to pray. And the first prayer is going to be based on Exodus chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Exodus chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. That's going to be the basis of our prayer. And it says, furthermore, the Lord said to him, put your hand in your bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous like snow. And he said, put your hand in your bosom again. So he put his hand in the bosom again and drew it out of his bosom. And behold, it was restored like his other flesh. This is an instruction God gave to Moses when he met him. And it is a sign God gave to him. He told Moses, put your hand in your bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom. He says, take it out. He took it out and his hand was leprous. White, leprosy. And then he says, put your hand in your bosom again. He does it again. And he brings it out and his hand is clean. And the Bible says it's restored. What is the purpose of all of this? God is telling Moses, I am a God of restoration. Restoration of health, restoration of everything that has gone wrong in your life. And that's going to be the basis of our prayer today. We're going to pray for restoration of health, that every part of your body that is diseased in any form, every part of your body that has been attacked by sickness, everything the enemy has done against your health, that God will bring your hand out of your bosom again and that there will be a proper function of your health in every area. And if you are not sick, then pray for somebody who needs restoration of health. We're trusting God, this God of restoration of health, to touch your body. We are trusting him to bring healing to you. We're trusting him to bring healing to every part of your body. If even you have had a surgery and something has been taken out of your body, maybe your womb has been taken out, God is a God of restoration. He can restore wombs. He can restore organs in the body. He is the creator of all the organs of the body. Lift up your hands to God and say, Lord, restore my health. Restore my health. Restore my health perfectly. Restore me in health. Restore the health of my son. Restore the health of my daughter. Restore the health of my father. Restore the health of my mother. Restore the health of my brother. Restore the health. Restore their health, oh God. Restore my health. You are the God of restoration. In the name of Jesus, every affliction, every disease, every pain, every symptom, every manifestation of wrong in their bodies, we cause a restoration. Restore, oh God, restore, oh God, restore, oh God, restore, oh God. Some of you need healing in your bodies. You need restoration in your body. Your body is getting back to where it used to be. Your back is getting back. Your feet are getting back. Your bones are getting back. Your blood pressure is getting back. Your diabetes is getting back. There is a reversal. There is a reversal. And there is a restoration. Pray, pray. Talk to God. Talk to God. He is a God of restoration. He will restore your parents. He will restore your children. He will restore your grandparents. Oh, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Trust him. Trust him. You are the one who turns the captivity of your children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, no affliction that has hit us will remain upon us. We draw our hands from our bosom the second time. We draw our feet from our bosom the second time. We draw our health from the bosom the second time. And we receive total health and healing in the name of Jesus. 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 Listen to me. For the Christian, the basis of healing is that Jesus Christ himself took our infirmities in his body. And by his stripes, we are healed. We are healed because he took our infirmity. And so today, as you pray for health in your body, be mindful. It's not about so much about how hard you pray. It's about what Christ has already accomplished for you. And claim the benefits that come from the stripes on his back. Claim it for your body. Claim it for your beloved one. Just let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing in our bodies. Thank you, Lord, for restoration of health. Thank you, Lord, for restoration of organs. Thank you, Lord, for restoration of blood systems. Thank you, Lord, for the restoration of bones and marrows. Thank you, Lord, for the restoration of nerves. Thank you, Lord, for the restoration of skin. Thank you, Lord, for the restoration of muscle. Thank you, Lord, for the restoration of organs in the body. Thank you, Lord, for restoration of health and vitality in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for restoration of eyes. Thank you for the restoration of ears. Thank you for the restoration of lips. Thank you, Lord, for restoration of the throat of the esophagus. Thank you, Lord, for restoration of stomachs. Thank you, Lord, for the restoration of intestines. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, everybody put your hand upon your body. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing that belongs to us, the children's bread, because Jesus Christ himself took our infirmities in his body. And by his stripes, we are healed. By the purchase healing that is available through Christ, we come and receive fullness of health for everyone here. And Father, as hands are laid in bosoms this morning, as hands are laid in bosoms this morning, as you did to demonstrate to Moses, demonstrate to your children, that Lord, there will be restoration of health, not only for these ones here, but for their loved ones, for their parents, for their children, for their spouses, for their friends that they have interceded for. We receive total health, total healing, restoration of health, perfection of health in the name of Jesus. And let's celebrate the Lord. He's a great physician. He's a great physician. And he restores health this morning in the name of Jesus. The second prayer is going to be based on restoration of every good thing that we have lost in our lives. And it's based on 2 Kings chapter 6, from verse 1 to 7. And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please let us go to the Jordan, and let every man take a beam from there, and let us make there a place where we may dwell." So he answered, "Go." Then one said, "Please consent to go with your servants." And he answered, "I will go." So he went to them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water, and he cried out and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." So the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron float. Therefore, he said, "Pick it up for yourselves." So he reached out his hand and took it. I believe God doesn't only restore our health, but he restores the things that have fallen from our hands. Something that used to be yours that has fallen from your hand. And in this story, a man had axe head that fell from his hand. In his case, it was borrowed. Maybe also in your case, something you borrowed has been lost and you don't know how can I pay it back. Or maybe you didn't borrow it, it was yours. It could be a lost relationship. It could be a lost friendship. It could be a lost resource. It could be a lost investment. I don't know what you've lost, but God is able to restore. And in the most ridiculous way, Elisha puts a stick into water and metal, mimics the stick, and metal, which is supposed to sink, becomes like wood and rises from the surface. God is able to do the incredulous. He's able to do the unimaginable in ways you can never fathom, in ways you can never logically understand. So I don't know what has fallen from your hand, but it's coming back to you. I said it's coming back to you. I don't know what fell from your hand. It could be a business. It could be an opportunity, but it's coming back to you. I want you to begin to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, restore that which fell from my hand. Lord, restore this thing that fell from my hand. Talk to him. He will restore it. It could be a marriage. It could be a relationship. It could be money that has been lost in an investment. It could be something you borrowed and you can't find it any longer. But today God will restore. The Lord 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 will restore. Talk to him. He is a restorer. Present your need to him. Oh, Lord, you are the great restorer. You are the great restorer. You caused that which fell from our hands to come back to us. We may have been careless and we lost it because of our carelessness. But Lord, we cry on you. Do not let us pay for our carelessness, but have mercy upon us. And Lord, give it back to us. Restore it to us again. Restore it to us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Talk to the Lord. Whatever fell from your hand, whatever fell from your hand, he's a restorer of it. He's able to bring it back to you. Whatever fell from your hand, he's able to bring it back to you. You may not have lost anything, but then somebody you know who's lost something. Pray for that person. Intercede for that person. Oh God, it fell from their hand, but Lord, restore it to them. They lost the opportunity, but Lord, give it back to them. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just lift up your hand. Just one hand, just one hand. It represents something that you used to have that went out of your hand. And today God is putting it back into your hand. Elisha told the man to pick it back. It's time to pick it back. Father, here are hands that are empty. And fill these empty hands. Fill it again with things that drop from these hands. Whatever we dropped, whatever we lost, it could be out of our own carelessness. It could be because somebody took it away from us. It could be that we just closed our eyes and when we opened our eyes, it was gone. However, it fell from our hands. We trust you for restoration, that you'll fill our hands again. You'll fill our hands again with whatever left our hands. And I pray, Father, over your children, that in this place there will be massive restoration. Amen. Massive restoration. Amen. Restoration of jobs, restoration of positions, restoration of investments, restoration of resources in the name of Jesus. Whatever left your hand is coming back to you, and it's coming bigger, better, and greater. It's coming bigger, better, and greater. It is coming in a more glorious way. It is coming in a more powerful way. And so, Father, we receive from your hand full restoration for everything that fell out of our hands. In Jesus' name we pray. And if you believe that, celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, it's back. Say, it's back. Say one more time, say, it's back. Hallelujah. The third prayer of restoration is based on Judges chapter 16, verse 21 and 22. Then the Philistines took him and put out his hands and brought him down to Gaza, and they bound him with bronze fetters, and he became a grinder in the prison. However, the hair of his head began to grow after it had been shaven. This is Samson, a strong man. People couldn't stand him. But one day he was very silly, and he did the wrong thing, and he disobeyed God, and he revealed the secret of the source of his strength, which was his hair, which was in covenant with God. His hair was shaving. The Philistines started making mockery of him. They started laughing at him, and he was grinding corn for them, and they just made sport of him. He was a joke. I don't know, there are some times in your life when people look at you and they start laughing and mocking because they think you've become a joke. Samson's hair was gone, and as they were laughing at him and making a joke and fun of him, the Bible puts a footnote that something happened they couldn't recognize, that his hair that was shaving was not going to remain shaving forever. As they were laughing at him, God began to grow his hair. The covenant is coming back. The spiritual strength is coming back. The anointing is flowing again. And Samson's strength came back to him. And that day, he pulled down the strongholds of the Philistines. I want us to use this as a point of contact, and we want to pray and say, Lord, let my hair grow again. Let my hair grow again. Let my hair grow again. For some of us, it may be a spiritual thing. Maybe God used to use you in many ways. You used to see dreams. Now you don't see them. You used to have the joy of the Lord. Now you don't have them. You used to be on fire for God. Now you don't have it. Your Christian life has just become bizarre. And you want to say, Lord, let my hair grow again. Let your Holy Spirit touch me again. Let me experience you one more time. Let there be a fresh anointing upon my life. Let your grace move through my life again. Let us begin to talk to God. You say, Lord, let my hair grow again, Lord. Let my relationship with you flourish again. Let me have a second touch from you. Let me experience you in a new way. Whatever thing that has gone, oh Lord, let my hair grow again. Fill me with your joy one more time. Fill me with the joy of your salvation, Lord. Fill me with the zeal I used to have, Lord. Fill me with the love I used to have. Let me hear you as I used to hear you. Let me see your hand as I used to. Let there be signs and wonders in my life as I used to see them, oh God. Oh God, I pray for renewed strength, a fresh anointing, fresh grace, the gifts of the Spirit moving upon my life again, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, tongues and interpretation of tongues, gifts of prophecy, working of miracles, gifts of healings. Let them work in my life again. Gift of faith. Let it work in my life again in the name of Jesus. All your gifts, all your graces, all your callings. Let there be a restoration, Lord. Let my hair grow again. Like Samson, oh God, they will not mock me forever. They will not laugh at me forever. I come back with new hair. I am coming back with new hair. I am coming back with new hair. I am coming back with new hair. Maybe there was a time God bless you so much, and then you did something very silly and you lost it all. But God says your hair is going to grow again. You're coming back with new hair. You're coming back with new hair. Your hair will grow again. Your zeal will be restored. Your joy will be restored. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Father, when we look at you, we recognize that you are a God of mercy and you are a God of grace. Your mercy is everlasting. Have mercy upon each one of us. For those of us who have lost our zeal for you, our love for you, our drive for you, restore us, O Lord. Let our hair grow again. Let the covenant be renewed in our lives. Let the anointing be renewed in our lives. Let your gifts be manifest in our lives. And for everything that has been shaving from our head, Father, cause our head to grow again. Where we have been made mockery of, and people have laughed at us and mocked and scorned because of what has happened to us, Lord, cause our head to grow. And I pray for everyone here who feels that their hair has been shaven. You feel like you've lost everything, and now you are down not only to zero, but to negative. God is bringing back, God is restoring, God is causing your hair to grow again. There will be no mockery of you. There will be no laughter at your expense. In the name of Jesus, I speak full restoration over your life. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody give the Lord a mighty clap.